I'd invite the students that I talked to before Mass began, if you guys could come forward to help me with the homily today. I'd appreciate that. As they're making their way down here, I don't know if you guys are know this or if you're aware of this, but I really like sports. I don't know if y'all happen to know that. But I like sports and I like games. And in order to play sports and games, we need to have a set of rules, right? We have to have regulations. We have to have things that define how we're going to play these games. Now, some of us might have been watching the Winter Olympics. Like, when I watch the Winter Olympics, I think that it's kind of silly that people are out there in ice and snow playing games. I think that's silly. So what that inspired me to do today was to make a collection of things that I think are dumb rules or silly rules. Y'all want to take a look at what we have in the bag? Y'all familiar with the game Rock, Paper, Scissors?
Yes.
So if we play Rock, Paper, Scissors, and I do this, how can you beat me? If you do what? If you do that, you have scissors, so you cut the paper, right? That makes sense, right? What about if you're scissors and I'm a rock? Who wins?
The rock.
The rock. Why? Because you can crush the scissors with a rock, right? You would crush and mash it into little pieces. How about if I do this and you're a rock? Who wins?
The paper.
The paper. Why?
Because it can cover.
So the paper wins against rock. I was doing a little experiment last night, and I said, well, let's see if that's really true. Somebody want to come in here and reach in here? This is what happens when paper covers rock in the game of rock, paper, scissors. What happens? I put the paper over the rock and rolled it around. And what does the paper look like? Let's take it out here. So paper covers rock. Well, that's the paper for you. Does that look like paper wins? Does that look like paper wins? It's all ripped and shredded. No, silly rule. Silly rule. Silly rule. We have any other silly rules? You want to grab something else out of here? What else does Father TJ think is a silly rule? Wrong pocket. Sorry. Try this one. How about that? What's this? What is it?
Baseball.
A baseball glove. And what do you need a baseball glove to play baseball? Yeah, you would, except for when you're one position. What position is that? The designated hitter. What a silly rule. Like, there's a guy that gets paid a lot of money to sit down for half of the game. He doesn't even own one of these to play baseball. He can just go out there and swing the bat four times a game. I think that's a silly rule. Silly rule. Dumb rule. How about another silly rule? What else is a silly rule? Go ahead. Reach in there. What do you got? Might need two hands to get that out. What is that? What is it?
Soccer ball.
A soccer ball. Okay, there's two rules, I think, of soccer that are dumb. Number one is you can't use your hands. Like, we have this opposable thumb, right? We're the only animals in the world that have opposable thumbs, and we can't use this when we play soccer. But that's part of the rules and regulations of the game. The other rule in soccer that I don't like is the offsides rule. Okay? So if you have the ball, and you're playing defense, and you're playing defense on him, and he gets behind you, get behind her. And he passes you the ball, tweet, nope, dead ball, offside, you can't do that. Silly rule, because if you throw it to him in basketball, what does that lead to? A slam dunk, like one of the ones we saw last night in slam dunk contest. How about if you were to play football and he would get behind the defense and you throw him the ball? What does that lead to? Touchdown! In soccer, sorry, you got to come back, you can't do that. I think that's a silly rule. We got one more thing in here, one more object in the bag. How about in this pocket? What's in there? What's that? What's this? You can take it out of the bubble wrap. I had to protect it. These are important. Do you know what they are? You might want to ask your friends if they know what they are. What are they? Do you know what they are? What are they? The Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments. Now, my friends, our society and our culture, they would say that these rules are dumb. They would. Our society and our culture says, you know, these Ten Commandments, they're silly. We don't need to follow them. Why don't you guys go sit down and I'll tell you why that our society says that. See, our society looks at the Ten Commandments and says, do not kill? I can do that. You know, I can kill the baby that's in the womb. I can, as Jesus said, I can speak maliciously or angry at my enemy, at my neighbor. I can say bad things about them. Our society says, look, in Belgium, if you want to euthanize kids, that's okay. But it's wrong and it's not right. The Ten Commandments are a set of guidelines and they're a set of rules for us to live by. And they're not silly. They're not dumb. And what our Lord tells us today in the readings is that this set of guidelines, a set of commandments, a set of rules is meant for us to be able to free us and to be able to help us to follow after the Lord's love. Our society tries to define its own rules of morality. Our society and our culture says, you can do what you want. If you want to redefine marriage, if you want to get divorced as many times as you want just because you feel like it, if you want to objectify the opposite other person, that's okay. But our Lord and our God says, no, follow these rules, follow these commands, because they're not dumb. They're not silly. They have meaning. And the reason that our God gives us laws and commands is to set us free, to give us a chance to have life, to give us a chance to be able to follow Him. A lot of people are turned off by Christianity and Catholicism because they say, oh, it's just this big set of rules and it's just regulations and they bind us down and they oppress us and they don't let us be free. It's not what it means to follow God's laws and His commandments. God gives us the law. He gives us the commandments so that we can follow Him, so that we can be free from the chains and the bonds of sin, so that we can follow our God, so that we can listen to Him and be open to His presence in our lives. The Ten Commandments and God's law is not dumb. It's a chance for us to follow Him. The first reading today, in the first line in the book of Sirach, we heard, these are the commands of God. If you want, you can follow them. Those of us that freely decide to follow the law of the Lord, we understand the freedom that comes with it. We understand the way that it sets us free from the chains of sin and from those actions and those feelings that we get of following sin. So we ask our God to be with us, to help us to understand what those laws and commandments mean in our lives. And our Lord Jesus is very clear in the gospel today of what He means by those commands that God has given us. He said, do not kill is more than just killing somebody in cold blood. It means speaking ill at somebody. It means discriminating against somebody because of their race or their religion or their orientation or because of their legal status. It means loving each other the way that our God loves us. We are to embrace the call that our God gives us in this gospel, to ask us to help us, to set us free from sin, to be able to follow these commands and these rules and these regulations and these laws because they give us freedom. Our God knows what's best for us. He knows what's best for our soul. And that's why we have His commands in our lives. Because He knows what's going to set us free. He knows what's best for humanity. He knows what's best for each and every one of our souls. And that's why we come to Him week after week to be filled by His love, to be filled by the commands that He gives us. Because He set those laws in our hearts, and they're inside each of us. And we know that if we follow those commands, if we follow those guidelines, those laws, we will find freedom. And we'll find His peace, and we'll find His joy, because that is the gift that our God gives us through these commands. And there are a lot of things that the Catholic Church teaches. If you pick up the Catechism of the Catholic Church, you know how big it is, and you know how many things that the Catholic Church teaches. And what's so sad in our society and in our culture is that we've begun to believe the lie. That I can choose out of this teaching of the church what I want to believe. I can choose which part I want to follow. But that goes against God's will for us. It goes against His commands. Because God sets these rules, these commands before us and says, look, follow these. Follow these and you will. You will find freedom. It's sad when you look at the number of Catholics who believe certain things. You look at the number of Catholics that think it's okay to have an abortion. You look at the number of Catholics that thinks it's okay to miss a Mass on Sunday. You look at the number of Catholics that think that it's okay to redefine the term marriage. You look at the number of Catholics that think it's okay to use contraception. It's sad because our God has given us these laws and these rules and these commandments because He loves us, because He wants us to be free. Now, there's probably a good chance that at least one of us in here today struggles with one of the teachings of the Catholic Church. And if we are in that boat, what our God invites us to do is to come before Him, to open up our hearts and say, Lord, I don't understand this teaching. I don't understand this command. Help me to understand it. And the Lord God who has placed His law in our heart will give us the grace and the courage to be able to understand why He gives us those laws and those commands. We also need to be able to pray that our world and our society looks at these commands that our God has given us, not as dumb or silly, but is essential to what's good for the human race, with what's good for the world. Our God is full of mercy and love and kindness and compassion. And our God invites us to celebrate His grace and mercy and love, so that when we stumble and we fall and we fail to live up to one of these commands, we can come back to Him with His grace and His love. And He will forgive us. The sacrament of reconciliation, the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, sacrament of the Eucharist. We are set free by His love. And He gives us these laws. He gives us these commands to say, follow after me so you can find peace, so you can find joy, so that you can follow after me freely without having to be worried about the chains of sin, about the oppression and the guilt and the despair and the pain that we feel when we fall into sin. Our God indeed loves us, and He walks with us on our journey. So as we continue today in prayer and gratitude of all the gifts that God gives us, we ask Him to help us open up our hearts to receive the love that He's placed right here, so that we can follow those commands, so that we can follow His love, so that we can find the freedom and the peace and the joy that He has in store for each and every one of us.